Locals Only with John Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.
Yeah, we're back now and we're going to be chatting with Vagabond and Thieves. I have the guys here. I have Andrew, Jack, Stephen and Peter. First time here at Nova, yeah?
Yes, indeed, John. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, no problems at all. I know you have a gig on the 21st of November in Fibbers. We'll talk to you a bit about that. But have you all been in other bands before, or is this the first band you've been in?
No, we were all in bands before, and me, Jack and Peter were actually in a covers band before this. And
recently, yeah.
Stephen was in a band in Rotanga called Black Moon Harvest, and we just all kind of got together. I started writing some demos, started passing them out, and they all came.
It was originally just going to be like a recording project, but we just really started to enjoy playing together as a four-piece, so...
You feel this is it now, this is the...
Yeah.
It's working now, because sometimes you have to go through a couple of bands until you find your feet and find the guys that you work well with.
I'll be 40 next week, so that's taken quite a while, like,
Jack are playing together for about 25 years or so.
Had our first teenage band together, like, you know, so it's been a long journey for us.
And you do covers, yeah. Do you do any covers in this band, or...?
We used to do one, we stopped doing them, just with too much original stuff, kind of... People are dancing along to it, so we're not going to stop.
We had one, it was said, Celebrate by Rare Earth. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
It's nice crowd pleaser, like, you know.
Can you give us a bit of it there? Can you do it?
I don't think we can.
I don't know if we can, actually.
It's not really suited for acoustic.
Oh, is it? Okay, get that. You mean you didn't bring all the drums and the bass and everything with you?
Some of them. Yeah, we'll run down later.
Okay. You guys are from where?
From Kildare, different parts. Newbridge and Rotangan.
Yeah. And what's the music scene now down in Rotangan and Newbridge?
It's great. There's bands, She Speaks, Knoxville Morning, Apo. It's just really good. It's really kind of, it's like a cooperative. Everybody just really helps each other out. Kind of, if you get a gig, just kind of give a support. And
It's great. Well, our radio station, you know, broadcasts to Kildare and Naas and Newbridge, and actually ratings flew up there recently in the latest Jay and Laura figures. So we're delighted with that. It's great to have you guys in as well. What are you going to do for us first? What are you going to do?
First one's just a song called Uncle Sam.
Okay, Uncle Sam. These guys are Vagabonds and Thieves. Radio Nova, locals only.
hand of Uncle Joe. Liberty's just a name for the devil. Holds the hand of Uncle Joe. Liberty's just a name for the devil. Holds the hand of Uncle Sam.
Radio Nova, locals only. This is where we showcase some of Ireland's up-and-coming musical talent. That's Vagabonds and Thieves. And that is Uncle Sam. Who's Uncle Sam now? Tell us who Uncle Sam is.
It's like a protest song, I suppose.
All right, okay.
Very small type of way.
Protest about what now?
I suppose everything that's going on in the Middle East and stuff.
All right, okay. And have you sort of, you very involved politically and stuff like that, or...?
No, it's
just how you get through your system.
Yeah, it's just how I write. It's just whatever kind of happens to be at the time. We'll just write about it.
Motivated you to write the song, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do that at a gig and all that? I'd say that gets a good. It's a crowd pleaser, isn't it?
Kind of open with it. It settles us down.
Very good.
Get us into the swing.
Then we start talking about. I don't know. We sing songs about women. Drinking.
All sorts of things then, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what's the most requested cover song that you've got, you know? I know you're not doing many covers now, but I'm always interested to find out when people come up to you and say...
Well, we had been doing a lot of... Obviously, we were in a covers band so we were doing a lot of covers. So we're just enjoying the writing process now and, you know, getting our own sound, which is developing all the time. Like, when we started, and we're only about a year ago now.
I think people are just hungry for new music.
Yeah.
I think they're sick of going to pubs and hearing the same... I don't know if I hear that Stevie Wonder tune. What was that one?
I know, and then you have, and then you have all the bands from like a lot of the bands from the '70s and eighties now all sort of getting back together if they're still going, you know.
Yeah.
Probably because they can't sell music online or CDs don't bring in the music. You have to do a gig now to earn the money, isn't it? You have to go on tour. That's where the money is.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So
it's good to go see live music. Yeah. If you want to hear good new stuff, you have to go out and find it.
Royal Blood were mentioned there earlier on. They're great.
Yeah, fantastic band.
The local stuff, I'd just much rather the local scene than the kind of national scene or international scene. You're going to get a lot. Some of the best gigs, some of the best music you see, it might be in a stairwell or in a kitchen or something. Yeah. Like, it's not necessarily...
Yeah. At four in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the best, yeah.
So is it a collaborative mood when you're doing the writing the songs? Is it a process that everyone gets involved in?
It suits me great because I love just playing off what somebody else is doing, you know, coming up with your counter melodies, things like that. So Andy comes in with a bunch of songs... kind of pitches them at us, and then, you know, we just find our parts in it and then just work out the finer details then.
Like, great. You
know.
And you have but something...
It's a very quick process. Like, yeah. You know, it's really exciting, actually.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you're recording new material and something set... You have a release date in January, February of year for some...
We're recording it ourselves.
Is it an EP or an album?
Yeah, an EP at the moment, just to kind of test the waters, because we're doing it ourselves in a shed, a very cold shed.
It's a studio.
A studio shed.
But we've got imagination, you know.
So when a band releases an EP as opposed to an album, is it really just to sort of test the waters? Is that why they bring out an EP?
We want something fairly good quality to just get its gigs and, you know, hopefully during the summer now get some of the nice little festivals that are going on around.
Well, I'm sure with that. You sounded great there. I'm sure you'd have no doubt getting festivals and all that. Okay, so what are we going to hear the song? Are we going to play your track?
It's a demo version of one of the songs that's going to be on the EP.
Off to LA. Okay. Why did you come up with Off to LA? What's that got to do with
it? It was a story, instead it was about someone who went to New York, so I couldn't really rhyme that with New York, so...
All right, okay.
I took liberties and where you could write it.
All right, let's have a listen to it. Off to LA, these guys are Vagabonds and Thieves, and they're live here in studio on Radio Nova's Locals Only.
Time to tell me your name. She said you need to come with me before we waste a new day. Yeah, I wanna go to Amsterdam and fly to LA. Well, I said, hell, that's alright, I'll do what you say. Yeah, as long as what I wanted doesn't get in your way. She said you only need a reason and I got a plan. Yeah, we're gonna go to LA, first get high in the town. This new little lady, I'll go it up.
what you do, yeah. Cause everything my life is that it's meant to be new. I believe that everything you want, yeah, you'll go and achieve, yeah. You can go to hell, but it's just love for me. So she went out like a flame, but a spark I had to keep, yeah. In case I need reminded of what she did to me. But now I got a reason and I got a plan, yeah. I'm gonna go back home, but first get high in the damn man.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. I'm Johnny Bowe, and that is the band Vagabonds and Thieves. They're live here in studio. Just before you head off there, guys, the gig Friday, November 21st in Fibber McGee's in Parnell Street. You're playing with Juice, a Rory Gallagher tribute act. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, we played them before, really good as well.
So oh, great, fun. Great stuff. Yeah. And then you're going to be doing material, so hopefully you'll have something, you know, you have an EP for us in January or February.
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah. Anyway. As soon as we have it, you'll have it.
Oh, good, that's good. Facebook, Twitter, where are you on that?
We're on Facebook, it's Vagabonds and Thieves Home. Twitter is at Vagabond Thieves. And through that, you can get our SoundCloud and hear other tracks and stuff that we put up.
Great stuff. Do you like Hosier, the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's talent, yeah.
I'm going to play a song now, Take Me to Church. This is Locals Only. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Johnny Bo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say.